Espíritu Santo y su Hijo Jesucristo. Amén.
Amén.
I remember one day I woke up and everybody had gone. I was abandoned, a child without parent. I became a beggar. I became a street boy. I walked to the city of Nairobi to get a new life. I was so happy. I have a family. I have a car. I had a dream. I want to do business.
We formed Muliways Agencies Limited. And then my dad had a monopoly in oil and gas.
It was my time. I was really tormented by these boys in the street. I saw faces of me, and I could not work anymore. I cried, why is it that God wanted me to take me back again? I will never, ever work for money again.
That's called total madness. That's what it is.
Says that he needed to sell everything and start helping the poor in the society, the children who are abandoned.
How do you let go of what you hold dearly? And how do you decide when to share your love?
Kenya was burning. We can't let this happen. We have to do something.
The children did not have food. If we don't step in, children are going to die. We had 3 children, 4 children, and the number kept on growing.
He said, welcome, this is your family now. These are all your brothers and sisters.
That is a miracle.
We are one family. We are one in Kenya. When I remember that, I see the impossible becoming possible.
Amazing movie, it's offered to you tonight, Love. To invite you to come out. The first 40 students gets free popcorn and pop, so be sure to come. Study break, doors open at 7, and the movie starts at 7:30. I also want to give another invitation to you. It is Missions Week, and we want to send you out during your spring break, so you can sign up right now. The trips are half full. Be sure to check them out. We would love to put you on a team. A man of God that I met this summer, it is Pastor Jose. He came all the way from Cuba just to speak with you. And we would love to hear what God has put on your heart. Thank you for coming.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to help college staff. And I bring greetings from my church in Cuba, the Methodist Church in Cuba and Santi Espíritus. I want to share with you in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings, they covered their face. With 2, they covered their feet. And with 2, they were flying. And they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the sound of their voices to doorposts and threshold shook. And the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me. I cry, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a leaf coal in his hand, which he had taken with stones from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and you'll sing a Tom Ford. Then I hear the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send and who will go for us? And I say, here am I, send me. I come from a family when my father was a pastor in a difficult time in Cuba. I saw the pastor's life was very difficult and many challenges. And I say, I will never be a pastor. My father was a pastor for 35 years, and his dream was to be a physician. I realized his dream, and I studied the medicine career for 6 years. And I graduated as a physician. I worked 2 years in the social service as a physician. That is the way to pay back the school, with the plan to be a surgeon. During that time, God started to call me and to touch me to be a minister. I didn't want, and I resisted to his call. I had my plans and projects, but finally, I accepted and say yes. Because with God, it's yes or yes. God changed my plans and gave another direction to my life. That is what God wants to do with your life. It is only one life. I don't know here, but in my country, people say that maybe we have many lives. Some people say that, like the cat that has 7 lives. But it's not true. We have only one. And we need to use well. And he wants to use for his plan with you. Making the best, use the time the best that you can do it. Not only that this moment you study in a college that the name is Hope. It's not only because the name, but Christ is the only hope for this world. And you are very blessed as a nation and as a young people to be able to attend a Christian college and learn from God. We don't have that possibility in our nation. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. King Uzziah died. He has reigned for 50 years very well as God lied. He has obtained innumerable victories. He has strengthened the walls of the city. The enemy's armies respect him. The agriculture had flourished. There was a lot of food in that moment. But King Uzziah dies, and a great crisis is coming for us. The good king died. Who will come now? And the whole world very worried. By the crisis, may Isaiah seek God. And what he saw is this. 4 points. First, the crisis caused Isaiah to seek God. Welcome the crisis. If they are going to push us to seek God, whatever your challenge or crisis, seek God in prayer and fasting. He will speak to you. Second, the throne of Uzziah was empty and with doubts who was going to occupy. But the throne of the heaven, it was occupied, is occupied, and will be occupied forever with a great and powerful God who never dies and who will always be there for the eternity. The kingdom of the air are unstable and many things change, but God remains the same. When things down looks no good, remember that the things in the heaven are fine. Third, recognize your sin and faults, and God will cleanse you. And in the fourth point, God asks, who will go? And I will respond, here am I, send me. Go to the missions, Hope College. The world needs you and wait for you to say, send me, I will go. Father, thank you for this moment. Bless the students in their class. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.